Hello, everybody, and welcome to What Is Going On Here.
What is going on?
Oh, there we go. Okay, here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 76 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts.
Tony.
And I am Lou. What's going on, Tony?
This is the Spirit of 76 episode, whatever that means.
Okay. For those of you who are big aeronautical aviation fans, I'm sure you'll have a field day with that one.
Or not.
I'm not sure what they're supposed to do with that information. Yeah. So what's going on?
I've been really sick.
Really?
I mean, I feel better now. I still have a little trail end of it, but yeah. It was not an intestinal sickness, so you don't have to.
Wow, thanks for
you don't thanks, have to thanks make
sharing.
Visuals, yeah. No, just really bad cold. And you know, sometimes I don't mind being sick because, you know, you stay home from work and then, you know, you get to like play games or watch TV. But I was so sick that I didn't even really get to do that.
Were you just sleeping the whole
time?
Yeah. Wow.
A lot of sleeping, a lot of just like feeling sorry for myself.
Wow. So pretty much like situation normal.
Like any other day.
Exactly. Right? There's Tony's status quo right there, ladies and gentlemen.
So really nothing different.
Nothing different at all. You just sound a little more nasally than usual. Do we have any listener mail?
We have a little.
A little bit?
We have a little.
A little sum-sum?
Stritch would like to know if it's possible. Can we ask Todd what it was like working on the set of Supernatural? Any good stories, etc.?
Sure.
We'll ask him. Actually, are we getting Todd back in here? It's
we may.
Around that time.
We may. Because he's going to be home for the holidays. And
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That was fun. I think we should get another microphone, though. I don't want to share again.
That wasn't terrible.
It was unpleasant.
I don't think we need to shell out hundreds of dollars for one interview.
I didn't say we.
Oh,
I think you should show. Oh,
then no, I don't mind sharing at all.
So that's it. That's all the mail we got. Oh,
Jason, we haven't heard from Jason in a while.
Yeah, what's up, Jason?
Hello, Jason. He wants to know how far has The Office fallen, and here's what he says: Michael Scott is now either a complete idiot or a vindictive jerk. Ed Helms can't save every episode. At least the pre-credit sequences are still funny, often more so than the rest of the episode. I will agree, and I will... I know you haven't really been watching it this year, have
you? We've been watching it since the second half of last season.
Okay, I will address this when we get to TV.
Okay.
Because, really, what he's talking about has hit an all-time low with last week's episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
This week's or last week's? The one... No,
well,
I guess
no,
last
this week's
week
would be today.
Okay. Right,
so
right.
Last
okay.
week.
Yeah.
So I will address that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, and that's really all we have for mail.
All right.
I heard from Dorian who got the Kinect.
Okay.
Actually, I have a couple friends who got the Kinect. They love it.
Really?
They love it.
What are they playing with it? Like, what games are they playing with
The one that comes with it. I don't know if it's Kinect Adventures or Kinect Sports, but...
Super 360 Badminton.
There is a ping pong game.
Is there really?
Yeah. But the stuff that they were telling me, it sounds really cool. The problem is you need some space.
Yeah.
And where my 360 is, I don't have the
See,
space.
The coffee table problem. I've been saying it since day one.
Yeah. Well,
it's the coffee
in
table
my case,
problem.
It's now a bed problem. I can't really move the bed every time I want to play.
I would not set coffee on your bed if I were you.
Coffee?
Coffee table, bed.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, that's... Well, it is.
It's better if you follow along while recording
so
the show.
So if I do have a coffee on the bed.
Hopefully it shouldn't spill.
Right. It should not spill. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do to.
Yeah.
There's just the way it's set up now. It's not possible for me.
Yeah. I was thinking about setting up. Well, you and I were talking about something the other day, and I was thinking about setting up our Wii Fit.
Uh-huh.
But again, it's like, you know, I don't know how much room we have to do that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. Actually. We can segue right into
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
video games. Let's start with video games.
Segue okay. Number one.
I did it half for research and half because I'm a little out of shape right now.
Okay.
I struggle here and there with my weight, and it tends to fluctuate.
Right.
Plus or minus 30 pounds, depending on what time of year it is.
Me too, but generally just plus.
Well, I'm at the plus end of it right now. And so, you know, they just came out with Esports Active 2.
Which they've been advertising like crazy on the old television.
Yeah, they have it for the Wii, for the PS3, and for the 360. And with the 360, it uses the Kinect.
Okay.
With the PS3, which is what I bought it for, you have armbands. You have a band on each arm and a band on one leg. And one of the armbands has a heart rate monitor. And I first checked it out yesterday. I put it I'm starting, they have like a 3 week or a 9 week program. I started the 9 week program, but then it said it doesn't start for me till today. So I'm like, well, I have to test
this out.
So I just put together, you can put together like custom workouts. So I just took all these exercises and put them together and made a custom workout just to test it for today's show. And yeah, I was tired after like 15 minutes.
Well, I remember hearing that when people first started using the Wii Fit, that people were saying it's like a crazy hard workout.
Yeah, but I have to say the way they did it so you really enjoy yourself while doing it.
Yeah.
Like in one of them was like a race. They had me race against someone. And you really, because it's a video game, you know, you're watching the screen. I'm running. I'm racing. Like, to like
are you running in place?
In real life, yes.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to beat the person on the
screen. So it's just like on the old track and field game where you're like banging on the buttons really fast to try to go, and now you're doing the same thing, just like running in place.
But you're running.
Yeah.
I mean, you're...
But in place.
Right.
Not like you're running.
And I have to say the accuracy of those bands are excellent.
Yeah. It showed your heart rate at 250.
No. No. Well, then I wouldn't be running, would I?
You'd be exploding.
But no, it constantly shows your heart rate. It shows like the how effective you are.
Yeah.
You know, if I was doing the workout at 100% for me, because you put in all your stats at the beginning, like your weight and your age and all that.
Hobbies, likes and dislikes.
Poppies.
Hobbies.
Hobbies. Yeah. No, it doesn't go that.
But I think your hearing is stuffed up too, not just your nose.
Maybe. Well, I'm still a little congested. But I am having an issue because you're supposed to be able to track all your stuff online as well.
Yeah.
And I tried to go online afterwards. And when I went onto the website, even though I put all my information in the game,
right?
I tried to exit through the website, but it wanted me to start as a new member, even though I had already put in my information in the game. So I haven't worked that part of it out yet.
Maybe you register as a new member and then link it to your game account so that it pulls it in.
Well, it asked for my you know, email and my password, which I put in the game,
right.
And I was able to log on, but then it asked for all my information again. It didn't have any of the stuff that I did yesterday.
That is weird.
And it wouldn't even let me pick my screen name that I put in the game.
Yeah.
Because it said it had already been taken.
Workout Nazi.
But it was taken by me.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
But
you
I have
stop
to
stop doing that to yourself.
I have to say, I really think this could be an effective way for someone to, you know, stay fit and lose weight. And so I'm going to make it an ongoing segment here.
You're going to give us an update every week?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to hook up the Wii Fit and see if I can get that going.
Because there are tons of exercises.
I will make no promises on any updates or anything.
And some of them are cool. Some of them, like on the screen, will show you on that you're on a skateboard, and then there are jumps coming. So you have to like jump up to you know, it's like a game on the screen where you got to jump up to avoid these like logs or whatever,
right.
Or to jump on these rails. So really all you're doing in real life is jumping and twisting.
Yeah.
But, you know, if your mind is off what you're doing and you're just trying to win the game, I think that's really
it's a lot easier to do the workout. Because I think one of the biggest problems with people working out is boredom.
Completely.
I mean, to be totally
that's
honest.
That's my problem with it.
See, here's what they should do. Rather than having you fill in all your stats, I mean, obviously you need to fill in your stats, your height, your weight, your age, all that kind of stuff. But then instead of just saying, well, do you want like the 5 week workout or the 9 week workout? They should say, what are you motivated by? And then they show you different things. Like one could be, you know, money. One could be power. One could be like half naked people, you know, stuff like that. And then you pick
that in.
And then incorporate that in.
That's
so they're just
idea.
Like dangling hotties
or
in
even
front
like
of you while you're
atmospheres.
Trying to do your workout.
Like, you know, you're in medieval times or you're in space or like, no, really try to make it
cool.
More of a game.
I would do it in space. If there was a big monster chasing me through a crater filled
totally.
Landscape.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of insight.
I'm sure we'll see that.
Yeah.
But I have to say so far it's very effective and I find it very accurate. I mean, the reason it should be accurate because there's really no range of motion.
Sure.
I mean, when I'm running, obviously my leg is just moving up and down.
Right.
And my arms are just moving like up and down. I mean, it's not expecting me to like, you know,
yeah.
Do all crazy things.
What if you trick it by running in place with your arms just hanging at your side?
I don't know. But there were times when I was running, I'm like, well, let's just try stopping. And as soon as I stopped, my character stopped. And
that's
then I
wild.
Had to catch up and then it would catch up. Yeah. No,
that's pretty cool.
It's cool. So I'm looking forward to doing more of it.
Yeah.
It also shows you on screen the calories you're burning. And I have to say, after that 15 minutes, I was so exhausted and I only burned like 60 calories.
See, that's another thing. They should let you enter in, kind of like how Weight Watchers does. They should let you enter in everything you've eaten recently. And then it shows them lined up on the side of the screen. And as you're working out, all of a sudden it goes, and like, there goes the ho-ho. There goes the double cheeseburger.
That's a great idea. That's a great
that
idea.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really. It should make it like a mile marker. Like,
right.
You know,
it's like in Pac-Man
like
where you get the fruits,
away from
you know,
killing the ho-ho.
On each level, it's like you're trying to make the foods disappear on
right.
the side of the screen.
That's a great idea. So I'll give
or like as you work out, you know, a spaceship just appears and like laser blasts, you know, one of the items or
That's
something.
That's a great idea. There is a lot of stuff you can track.
Yeah.
I haven't really
FedEx packages
delved too deep into it, but no, but I'm saying I think there is some kind of diet nutrition thing involved with it as well that I didn't tap into yet.
That's pretty cool.
So next time I will comment more on that.
Yeah.
But so far, glowing review. I think it's great.
That's pretty cool.
And I bet it would be really cool on the Kinect without having to wear them. Those bands weren't constrictive at all, but to not have to wear them at all. Yeah. I know on the Kinect you do have to wear a
Although
the
how much?
Monitor,
what's the difference in price between the...
Nothing. It's the same price for all of them.
Well, so the...
It's $99 for all three consoles.
Right, so what I'm saying is you're spending a lot more on the 360 because you have to buy the Kinect.
Yeah, but you'll use the Kinect for something other than that as well.
Can you get the 360 one with the armbands if you don't?
No.
Oh.
It's just for the Kinect.
See, you mean the PS3. Right. The game only works with the Kinect
on the
360.
Right.
See, they should do a version with the armbands in case you don't want to.
I know. I'm reading a lot of complaints about that online.
Because see what I'm saying? It's like then you're paying an extra $100 if you want to use it on the 360.
But you can use the Kinect for a lot of other games.
Oh, and you can't wear those armbands out in public?
Well, I suppose you can.
All right, so what else have you been playing?
I also picked up the full version of Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
My one complaint, it makes me miss Burnout Paradise in that I would compare this game more to Burnout Revenge.
Okay.
Which was also a fun game.
It was.
And but there's no open road like exploring.
Right.
I mean, you just
that was
to,
one of the things that was so cool in Burnout Paradise.
It's the coolest thing about Burnout Paradise, I find.
Just being able to
this.
Just like driving around
right.
and just
there's none of that
starting
here.
Stuff whenever you feel like it or if
no,
you just want to drive.
There's a big map, but you pick, you know, the challenges across the map and then it starts. And then when it stops, you know, then it flashes out to the map again and then you pick another challenge.
Right.
So there's no just exploring.
You know what was really interesting to me about Burnout Paradise was if you think about it, like think about the different areas of the city and how you probably have a very specific, like sort of emotional reaction to the different parts of the city. Like obviously over on the west end of the map, when you're driving up through the mountains and everything, it's a lot more serene and peaceful. And there was a lot of like hidden stuff there, like the old racetrack. And, you know, if you go sort of a little bit further east into town, there was the old airfield, you know, that you have to do all those stunts in and everything. But then there's that whole like part that's like sort of central west. That is like all the busy like town streets with the stores line. I hated that whole section because it was so hard to drive through there fast. So it was like anytime I could avoid doing stuff in that area, I would always avoid it.
Right.
And then like same thing, like the southeast part of the town, it was like really hard to go on that east-west strip of road. And I would always miss that one turn that would go south then towards the hill that would lead up into, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are certain places there that always bug me. And then there's like kind of this central city area that I feel like I never really got familiar with because you didn't really have to do much there other
Except
than drive
through it. Right.
So it's kind of interesting.
Well, I have
how,
to say the atmospheres here are very, I mean, it's made by the same company.
Yeah, right.
So the atmosphere here is very similar to that game. And in fact, in some areas, for example, there's a part where you're going along the water. I don't know if it's an ocean or a lake.
Yeah.
But you can also go like all the way to the right and drive on the sand. Remember how you could go like the piers in that.
Yeah.
You can do that on this as well. So I'm guessing that they probably took a lot of those
elements. Yeah.
Well, I bet they took a lot of those settings and just tweaked them a little to make it a little different.
Right.
But they're pretty much the same locations.
Yeah.
What I do like about this, they try to be a little closer to real places.
You said the cars too, right?
So when you're, they're real cars. But when you're driving along the West Coast, it's really like driving along the coast of Southern California.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like being on the PCH, so that's kind of cool, too.
That's pretty cool.
But I like it. I'm having a lot of fun with it, and I haven't tried any of the online stuff, but I do want to mention, I put it down on my notes here so I wouldn't forget, they did something, I don't know if it's clever or greedy, but but when you buy the game new...
It's often a fine line.
Well, in order to play online, you have to have this code.
Okay.
So, obviously, if you bought the game used...
Oh, the code's already used.
The code's already used, so you have to buy a new code.
Oh, now is the new code the same price as the full game?
I don't know. I had the code because I bought the game new, so I don't know how much they would charge.
I think it's both clever and greedy. But I mean, really, you know, you kind of can't blame them.
I don't blame them. No.
You know, it's like if you just want the game, then there you got a good deal for your $5 or whatever you paid for the used game.
Right.
If you want all the fancy online activity, you're gonna have to shell a little.
Well,
you know,
there's a lot of online stuff. I didn't play anything online yet, so I can't comment on that yet.
Yeah.
But But
you are pretty certain that there is, in fact, a lot of stuff online.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Thank you for minimizing my review.
Not at all. Not at all.
But yeah. I give it a big thumbs up.
Cool.
I recommend it. It's fun. And you get to play as both the cop and the racer getting away from the cop.
See, I didn't even know there were cops involved.
And it's cool when you're the cop, because then sometimes in some races they give you spike, lines of spikes.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could set up a roadblock.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is that it? Is that all you've played?
Yes.
Very cool. I can't really talk about it much, but I do want to mention that I have been playing the beta of Bejeweled 3, the successor to the incredibly popular Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Bejeweled Blitz. And they actually did some stuff that I can't talk about that I almost said. So I'm not really allowed to give any details about it. But I will say that there are a bunch of new modes, gameplay modes. New modes of gameplay. And a lot of other fun things that
fun
I think
things.
People will enjoy if they are fans of the series. And the music is kind of similar to Bejeweled 2 Deluxe.
Uh-huh.
But made a little bit even more sort of ambient.
Ambient.
Yes. You're like the mellow rapper who's repeating every fourth word I say. it comes out in December, so you won't have that long to wait if you want to play it. You know, I loves me some PopCap games.
Yeah.
I will say one thing that cracks me up about is the announcer. You know, they've always had that announcer who, like, you know, go.
Right.
You know that guy? Like, totally over the top in this.
Oh, really?
Like, some of the things are really funny. Like, especially some of the little comments.
That's probably my most played game on my iPhone and my iPad.
Bejeweled 2?
Yes, but, well, Blitz, the Blitz part of it.
Oh, okay.
You know, just trying to beat everyone. Which, by the way, Mike, if you're listening, Mike last week.
Mike D?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got like over 500,000, which is very hard to do.
My gosh.
Yeah. And
that's incredible.
I spent probably three times more time playing that game last week to try and beat his score. And
I stopped playing it because I can't play it because of the color blindness.
Okay.
And now, I will say, in Bejeweled 3, I did not have that problem because everything's bigger.
Uh-huh.
See, when it's real little like that, you got the color blindness combined with the fact that they put the numbers or whatever, you know, the bonus things inside the jewels. And then I have a really hard time telling what jewel that is to match it, you know. But when it's bigger, you can see more of the jewel, so it's not an issue. Right. Plus,
Blitz is easier different. On the iPad. But
yeah, I think iPad. Blitz is different now than it is, at least on Facebook. I don't know if I've played Blitz on the iPhone. I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's the same.
Did I tell you that my iPhone, I synced my iPhone recently and it erased all of my contacts. And then
I saw that you posted that on
and
Facebook.
And then synced with Outlook, so it erased all my contacts everywhere.
Ah.
Ridiculous.
That's not good.
Ridiculous.
You had them somewhere else though, right?
No. Well, yeah, sort of.
You have them here, don't you?
No, this is the computer that I'm syncing with now.
Don't you have your contacts at home on your computer at home?
Yeah, but I haven't synced it in a long time, so I don't have anything that I entered between... you know, 4 or 5 months ago and now.
I see.
It's not cool, man.
It's not good.
Okay. All right. Move on to miscellaneous game stuff.
Okay. Microsoft is feeling a little generous this holiday season. Any Xbox Live member who spends 1,600 Microsoft points between November 16th and November 22nd will be awarded an additional 400 Microsoft points.
So it's a 25% discount.
Yeah.
Well, right?
Well, it's not really a discount. I mean, you're still spending the 1,600 and
yeah.
You get, so it's really like 20% you're getting. Yes.
How do you figure?
Because you've already spent the 1,600.
Right.
So you're getting an additional
25% so altogether, back.
Right, but you're spending a total of 2,000.
No, you're spending 1,600 and they're giving you 400 back, which means you actually spent 1,200. So it was a 25% discount because you still have.
No, you still spent 1,600. They're not giving you money back. They're giving you an additional 400.
Right.
Right.
I didn't say it was money back. I said it was a 25% discount.
But it's not.
It is because you're still left with 400
after
that.
Okay, we'll talk about this off air.
It's very simple math.
That you're not getting. I'll explain.
No, it is.
I'm not going to do it on the air. I will explain. It's going to take too long, and I have to show you on paper.
So did you not explain it right? Because if you pay for 1,600,
right,
but you get, I know what you're saying. You're getting extra over and above.
Right.
Right. But it's like a 25% discount.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But it's not really. It's like a 20% discount.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll explain it.
No, I understand what you're saying because it's the 400 off the 24 or off the 2000.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
Right.
You could have just said that.
I thought I did.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The OnLive. Okay, let me start over. My head is swirling. The OnLive on-demand gaming system will be coming to living rooms next month. This is the thing we talked
December
about.
December 2nd.
Yeah. Thanks for jumping ahead there.
Oh, sorry.
The price of the console is $99, and pre-orders are already being accepted.
Now, you can already play this without a little boxy thing on a PC, right?
Right.
Right.
This is so you
is
can
anyone
play it
doing
on your television.
Is anyone doing that?
I have heard nothing about it.
Yeah, me either.
Shipments will begin arriving after December 2nd.
It doesn't really make any sense.
Did you see the unit? It's tiny.
It is. It's small. Well, you know, I didn't see it in scale next to anything. It looks
like
small.
It's like the size of like a...
radar detector.
Right.
Yeah.
And a controller. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
$99.
I just wonder how well it's going to work.
Right.
I mean, but I guess if you think about, well, but see, they're streaming everything to you. That's
right.
What I don't get.
I know.
And how is the controller, how are you going to be able to like respond fast enough? Because it has to go all the way there.
Right.
Do its stuff. And then just send you the video
right.
back. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I guess we'll have to see.
Amazing. It's amazing. Don't you think that's amazing?
Thank you, Carrie Fisher.
on-demand movie service Vudu will be available on PS3 on November 23rd. The service boasts over 4,000 movies available in HD alone.
Wow.
That's huge. There is no monthly membership fee.
Except 3,800 of them are Laurel and Hardy films, which is kind of disappointing.
Which are shot in a high grain anyway.
That's right.
Payment is per view, and the company will offer a $5.99 credit to new users at launch.
Huh. I wonder if there's just a list of all the movies.
Yeah, on their website.
Oh, there is? Yeah. Did you look through it?
Yeah, it's pretty current.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got the Star Wars?
Oh, I did not check that.
They got the Raiders?
I didn't check that.
Huh. You got the Gremlins?
I didn't check that. We'll look at that later.
Okay.
It's pretty cool, though. I mean, it's just
cool.
Another option.
No, that is
cool.
You know,
I have to say, in our one room where we've just made it a guest room, so now there's a bed in there. But we don't have cable in there. We only have the PS3 and the Xbox 360. So when I spend time in there, it's been really fun using, like, Hulu and Netflix in
right.
there. So this would be a nice addition to that.
Do you think Netflix is upset because they don't rhyme with Hulu and Vudu?
No.
You think there's going to be a new video service coming up soon called Poo Poo?
What'd you say?
Poo Poo.
No. Who would want that?
Well, if it was on a platter.
You know, I just mentioned it, so I'm going to mention it now so I don't forget about it later. But Hulu, I got an email from Hulu. You know, I've subscribed to Hulu Plus since it came out.
Sure.
And it's been $9.99 a month. But now they've lowered the rate to $7.99 a month.
Okay.
And they're going to give me... the back pay.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to give me the $2
wild.
Extra I paid for every month.
So you want your $2 is what you're saying.
I want my $2.
Okay.
But that's pretty cool. So
that
there's another
cool.
incentive to get Hulu Plus. Because I tell you, I use it a lot now.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
$7.99.
Is it just all HD or is it subscription? It's like subscription stuff. I mean, it's premium content, right? I mean, that's what you're paying for, really?
Right.
Yeah.
What you're paying for, really, is to have a lot of like past
And you do it
seasons.
Through the 360 or the PS3?
Just a PS3.
Okay.
But you can do it through, like, different Blu-ray players and TVs,
yeah.
I believe.
I think our Blu-ray player.
It should.
It, yeah.
It should. It's Sony, right?
No. Samsung.
It still should.
Yeah.
If it knows what's good for
it. I couldn't deal with the Sony anymore with the 5-minute load times.
Right.
It was ridiculous. But, ridiculous.
We're really moving into an era of just, like, entertainment on demand, whatever you want.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. If this podcast was happening 10 years ago, that would be really timely.
Okay, moving on. Rumors are swirling that Crystal Dynamics will announce a new full-size Tomb Raider game on December 6th.
Like an arcade game?
No, like...
Oh, you mean like a regular...
Right.
Not the little desktop
right,
game.
Right.
Wow. They're going to be announcing it.
Right.
So they've announced the announcement.
No.
No, this is a rumor.
They've given clues that people have picked up on.
Now, when people picked up on those clues, did they hear...
No.
Just like in the game, because that would be cool.
One of my favorite games of all time, Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time, has been updated and is now available on PSN for $14.99.
Nice.
I'm going to pick that up.
I hated that game. Too many combos.
There are combos.
Lots of combos.
There are combos. And finally, an updated version of the Atari classic Yar's Revenge will be available next year on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
You know, since I never had an Atari back then, I don't even remember what that game was. Was it like a...
I don't remember it either.
Was it like Xevious
or... It was like a big fly, I want to say.
Really? Did you just make that up? Or is that really what it was?
Maybe it was a spaceship and it looked like a fly.
But was it like a top-down scrolling shooter?
I don't remember. I never had it.
Okay, look up screenshots. Either one. Screenshots, whichever you want to do. Because I can't remember. You know, I should log on to my Xbox. I should turn it on.
Yeah, you should really
update and get the Xbox Live Arcade. Because I want to see, are there a lot more games in it now?
I haven't looked at it in a while. I believe that's kind of...
static? Or just gets updated all the time?
No, I think it just...
What, dead in the water?
Well. I don't know about dead in water. You're being very extreme.
Well, you're not saying anything, so I'm trying to get a handle on what the situation is. Did you find Yar's Revenge yet?
Yeah, I don't... I don't know if that answers any question.
Wow.
Questions for you at all.
So you play a bottle of ink or a chef with a back injury and you have to battle evil static and an umbrella.
There you go. That's coming next year. Updated.
Woohoo. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Wait, you don't have anything else, right?
No.
All right. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about TV. What have you been watching?
Well, let's start about talking about The Walking Dead, because some of you have turned us on to this, and we've been
zombies
watching
on television every week.
Yes, and I love it.
It's a great show.
I think it's the best show on TV.
It's a great show, and yeah, Andrew Lincoln is pretty fantastic.
I have to say, it's really three-dimensional for a like horror show.
Well, it's very filmic too. I mean, you really feel like you're watching a movie rather than a TV show. A really annoying movie that you have to leave the theater after an hour and come back a week later. Which hopefully nobody will ever come out with that theater technology, because it is annoying. But no, I mean, it really feels much more like a movie than a TV
and the
show.
Human drama in it. It's like better than most human drama TV shows.
I'll tell you what. This last episode was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Completely.
Should we talk about it a little?
So
the deal is, this cop wakes up in a hospital and basically the world has been overrun by zombies.
Right.
And he's one of the few people alive. He meets a couple other people who are alive. And, you know, he's trying to find his wife and kid, who he believes are still alive.
Right.
Even though they're not at his house. At their house. And so the pilot is him just waking up, dealing with what's going on, sort of.
Dealing with changes.
Changes. Meeting a couple of survivors and learning how to fight them, which, as in most zombie things, you gotta hit them in the head.
Right.
With something. So then he learns that there's supposedly a settlement in Atlanta. So he's trying to make his way to Atlanta. And do we know where they started? Kind of, or not really?
Somewhere not too far from Atlanta.
Okay. Apparently.
Right.
And so he makes his way to Atlanta, and he's overrun by like a bazillion zombies, and they take his bags full of guns, and then they eat his horse.
Well, no, they actually don't take the bags. They just leave the bags.
Well, they just leave the
bags. That's what I love about this show is, like, you know, they've really given a lot of thought to everything. Like, because you would think the zombies would, like...
Well, they've given a lot of thought to a lot of things, but they haven't given any thought to two really big things.
Go ahead. Say it now.
Which are that he's never asked the two most basic questions that everybody wants to know the answers to, which are when and how and why did this happen?
Right.
And B, how long was I out?
Right.
We have no idea how long he was in the hospital. We see that he gets shot while you know, working a case.
Right.
And then we see his partner visiting him, and the guy brought flowers for him. And then the next shot is the flowers dead, and he's waking up, and he goes out into the hospital, and everyone's dead and killed, and you know, there's zombies everywhere. So he never asks anybody what happened, and he never asks anybody how long he was in the hospital. And we kind of need to know these things, for one, because we have to assume that he was out for some length of time.
Sure. It's not like just the zombies took over, but you can see evidence that, like, our government tried to fight the zombies because there's tanks and helicopters and, like...
Right. So we have to say at least, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, I'm guessing, minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So then the question becomes, how long since everyone in the hospital was killed was he there before he woke up? And why was he able to survive? If he was, like, in a coma.
Right, with no food.
With no food.
With no IV.
No people changing his IV, his bandages, giving him meds, whatever they do. Maybe they're not answering those questions because they don't have a good explanation for any of that stuff. But that stuff aside, which is annoying, though. I'm annoyed at the end of every episode when it hasn't been brought up.
Yeah. I have to say, though, they do enough realistic stuff that
I'm
able to forgive that. Like, for example, I brought up to you before. In the first episode... he gets inside of a tank, and there's what he believes to be a dead soldier inside the tank, and then the soldier kind of wakes up. He's kind of a zombie when he's trying to take his gun.
Right.
And so he shoots him. And in any other show, like, he would have just shot him. It would have been the end of it. But here, I mean, it's realistic enough that you shoot a gun inside, like,
a tank.
enclosed tank. There's going to be, like, echo and, like, it's going to,
And
like,
he deafened himself for a while.
Right.
Because of that.
Which I think they've really given a lot of attention to detail.
Yeah. And for the most part, the acting is really good. There are some parts where it's not as good. There's a young Asian
dude.
Asian guy.
He's a little cheeseball.
He is a little cheeseball. And I don't know. There are a couple other, you know, actors who I wish weren't there, maybe. But
Michael Rooker?
You know, he just bugs me.
Yeah.
I think he's a fine actor.
I have to say, though, what they did at the end of this last episode
was great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the second episode, he meets up with a bunch of other survivors who are from a little encampment where his wife and his son happen to be.
Right.
And so they
doesn't know that.
Right, he doesn't know that yet. So they save him from being inside the tank and being surrounded by zombies. And then he meets up with them, and then he helps them get out of the city now that he's, like, awakened the horde.
Right.
And they get back to the encampment, and then he sees that his wife and his son are there. Now, his wife thought he was dead. Because his partner told her that he was dead.
Right.
And then conveniently started having sex with her. Now, do you still think that they were involved before?
Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't
either. I did on the second episode. I don't in the third.
Right, right.
But I also don't think that he maliciously told her that he was dead
in order
to get with her. You do think that?
Absolutely.
You
don't why would he have told her he was dead?
He assumed he was dead.
Right, but that's assuming. You don't tell someone that he's dead just because you think he's dead.
Right.
You tell them that if you know. And since he wasn't dead, he lied.
I don't know. I still see a lot of compassion with him and his partner.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that makes the show great is that, like you said, it is very three-dimensional in terms of the characters. He doesn't seem like just, you know, it's not like there's just good and evil.
Right.
I mean, he's a much more real person. Like, he probably did tell her he was dead so that he could get with her. But at the same time, he actually does care about her, and he actually does care about his partner.
Right.
And I actually...
Now, didn't you feel the first time when he sees her, she's like, oh, crap. Like, here he is.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been doing this bad thing. And
yeah.
Like, but I almost felt like she still preferred to be with the partner, and she was like, okay, I've got to go along with this for a little while.
Because he is my husband.
Because he is my husband, right.
Right.
Yeah, the way they played
because
that.
Because she, like, kind of turned away from him when they lay down.
Right,
it's so
very awkward.
So uncomfortable.
You can take it at so many different levels.
Yeah. And Michael Rooker's character is totally, you know, hick, redneck, racist jerk. And he's got a brother who's in the camp, too. So when they were in the town, in the city, he was...
Maybe a little inbreeding.
He was misbehaving. And so... What's Andrew Lincoln's character's name?
I don't know.
I hate that when I can't remember people's names. So anyway, you know, the cop, the main guy, he handcuffs him to a pipe, and then they don't have time to get him from the roof to take him when they leave because the guy who has the key drops the key and it falls down a drain pipe. And he was going to hacksaw him off. Yes, but
the zombies were coming.
The zombies were coming, yeah. So instead what he did was he took this really heavy chain and this really sturdy lock, and he chained the door to the roof so that the zombies hopefully couldn't get through.
Right, but the zombies kind of make their way through, and you see them coming.
Well, they make their way to the door.
It's very, like, it's tense.
The show is really intense. And you see them coming to the door, but you don't see them coming through, and so then the cop feels bad, And so he decides that he's going to go back into the city with just a few people to keep the group small and bring him back. And so they, you know, go through this whole rigmarole to get back there and get up to the roof, and they open the door and he's gone. And his hand,
he had cut his hand off.
He had hacked out his hand off. Yeah. To get away from the zombies.
That was intense.
That was intense. But here's the thing, though. They had to open the lock to get the door open. So where did he go? He was on the roof.
I don't know. I mean, he could. I don't know. I don't know the layout of the city.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He obviously didn't go back in.
Right.
And he's only got one hand now, and he's probably bleeding to death.
Right.
So... he's one of those people that you don't really care if the zombies get him. Other than the only reason you do care, the only reason that you do care is because his brother is still with everyone else and he's just as crazy.
If not crazier.
If not crazier. Yeah. Probably more crazier.
Yeah. Oh my God. How intense was that scene with the husband and the abusive husband?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
See, there are survivors, but yet, you know, that's what another thing I love about the show. There are survivors, but they're still like, you know.
They're still human.
Right.
They still retain their personalities. And so there's a couple, a man and a woman, and the husband is obviously very abusive and also doesn't do anything. He like expects his wife to do everything for him, and he just sits around and barks orders at her and is very mean, and he's been beating her. And do they have a daughter too?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's been beating the wife and the daughter. And so a bunch of the women are washing clothes in this lake, and he comes over and starts being a pain, and the partner, who's now peeved about the whole situation with the cop coming back, and you know, now the wife has told him stay away from me and stay away from our son, and so now he's mad anyway, so he just like beats the crap out of the guy because he's, you know, touching his wife and beating on her and stuff like that. So yeah, so that was very intense.
Let me just say the character's name so we can use them from now on.
Okay.
Andrew Lincoln's character's name is Rick.
Rick.
And
sure.
His partner is Shane.
Rick and Shane. You kind of can't trust anyone named Shane, don't you think?
No.
Have you ever known a Shane who you could trust?
Oh, I did. You're right. I knew one Shane. Yeah. I have a little miscellaneous on this show that I'm going to just say now.
Okay.
Since it pertains.
What was that?
I'm just going to read it as I have it.
What was that sound?
Something fell.
Did you drop something?
No. Something behind you, I believe.
What? Really?
It's okay. Do you need to address it?
Well, no. It depends on what it is.
Well, turn around. It happened right behind you.
No. It sounded like it came from over there. There's nothing over here that could have fallen. I'm telling you. It's wacky. All right. Just let's move on.
Here's some terrible news for the Walking Dead fans.
Oh, no.
Like us.
Don't tell me it was canceled.
No. No, actually, it's picked up for a second season. But
Yeah, that's terrible news.
The current season consists of only 6 episodes.
What was it, made in England?
Meaning that the season is already half over. And an already greenlit second season will not be seen until October of next year.
You know, it takes a lot of time to put together a zombie show. Okay. You cannot
we're
rush it.
A year from
you
now.
You cannot rush
so
it.
So there's 3 more episodes, and then we have to wait a year.
Well, you know, I don't think they probably expected it to do as well as it's doing.
Yeah, it's doing phenomenal.
Yeah, it's doing really well. And everybody, I mean, there's almost no negative anything about it.
Right.
Except for the fact that they won't talk about how it all happened and how long it was out. Which I'm very negative about.
Let's move on to the event.
Okay, let's.
I have not seen the most current episode.
Oh, you have not?
I have
okay.
not.
Okay. It was very good.
The last episode I saw was, there's some, okay, spoilers. Well.
Yeah, people have seen it already. Right. You're talking a week and a half ago.
But we find out that Sophia
is Thomas's mother.
Yep. I didn't get that. I never got that through all the previous episodes.
Yeah.
That was a big surprise. I like that.
That was a big surprise. The most recent episode was very good. Very good.
Yeah, don't ruin anything.
I won't ruin anything.
Also, there was a creepy ending to the second to last episode where they bring the little girl in that room and you think there's a bunch of other little girls.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all the old people's faces.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I have no idea. Oh, they didn't address that this episode?
No.
Really? They just left it up in the air like that?
Yeah, that was creepy.
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot
so
about
creepy.
That. Yeah. That was so weird. Yeah, the sister, Layla's sister, her little sister. Yeah, they bring her into this room and you see all these other... And we thought they were all going to look like her.
Right.
And then they all turn around and they all have these old lady faces. It was so creepy.
Yeah, I like how this show is... they've heard my cries and...
They want that you want something new.
Yeah, and they're delivering.
Yeah.
They're delivering surprises and fun.
Right. It's like Christmas every week.
It is.
Yeah, it's really entertaining, though, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, what I like, too, Jelko Ivanik's character, the Secretary of Defense or whatever, uh-huh. you know, Secretary of State, whatever he is, he's actually a little bit more complex of a character than he right. usually plays, which is nice. I mean, he's still, in many ways, the same guy that he was, you know, on Heroes and the same guy that he is in pretty much everything. But
he was a good guy in 24, though, wasn't he?
You know, I honestly don't remember.
I don't either. That was, like, first
so long ago.
Episode. I want to say he was, like, Jack's boss for a while, wasn't he?
Was he? Was he the guy that he had to... No, he wasn't the guy that Jack had to kill in order to save the president, was it? No, that was a different guy.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's really good. And then Modern Family, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm looking for the episode.
I did watch the Halloween one, and you were right. It was absolutely hilarious. Hilarious. Sofia Vergara, when she's getting all mad in the, you know, Halloween setup in Claire and Phil's house, she's like, or maybe they will make fun of somebody just for being different. It was so funny.
It's a great episode. And the episode
after that,
think you've seen, that's the one where Claire is sick.
Yeah.
And it's also the same episode where Cameron wants to put Lily in a TV commercial.
Yeah.
And then the TV commercial turns out to be like completely like...
stereotypical racist. And they pull her out. But yeah, it was great because there was this great scene where Claire was trying to tell... What's the daughter's name? Haley?
Yes.
Haley, that in a subtle way that she didn't want her to stay with her doofy boyfriend, Dylan. And so she's talking about, she's making all these comments about how, you know, it's so tragic when somebody thinks there was somebody who's really cool and then he turns out to be kind of a doofus and stuff like that. And the whole time Haley, she's talking about Phil and herself. And all these regrets she has. And so she thinks that she kept her mom and dad together. And meanwhile, her mom was trying to break her and her boyfriend up. That part was really funny, too.
Yeah, you'll like this most recent episode.
Yeah.
Where I won't give anything away other than Manny believes that his childhood was stolen from him.
Anything centering around Manny is always funny.
He tries to do things that are like childish, but he still does it in a very like adult way. It's very funny.
He's such a funny character.
Can we talk about The Office a little?
Sure.
So I
haven't seen it, but go ahead.
Jason. Yeah. Okay, this last episode was very funny. In fact, I think it was one of the funniest episodes of the season, but it's completely marred by the fact that Michael is at his worst in this episode. Now, here's my thing. We've always talked about how Michael will do bad things, but then like...
They balance it out with a human moment.
Right. But at this point, I mean, they've been on enough seasons that Michael hasn't grown at all from those moments. Michael still turns around and does something completely like idiotic or selfish or like... That at this point, he has to have grown a little.
Well, you would think so.
But okay, this episode was about, oh my God, I don't have the characters' names. Erin and
yeah.
her boyfriend. What's her boyfriend's name? Gabe? Let's read this. For the sake of argument, let's say it's
I didn't
Gabe.
Even know she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, remember she was dating Andy
right.
for a little while. And then over break, she ended
oh,
up.
Oh, Gabe, is he the tall, skinny guy?
Right.
Okay.
So now they're together.
The guy from the printer company.
So they want to have a party and invite all the people from the office over to kind of like, you know, get a little closer to the people. But, you know, Gabe is, though it's never really been discussed until this episode, Gabe is kind of above Michael. And
right,
Michael
right.
finally realizes it on this episode.
Yeah.
So Michael goes to this party. It's actually a Glee watching party, a Glee viewing party. And Michael goes to this party, but he's like so angry, not angry, but like hates Gabe. And so is just trying to show him that
he doesn't accept his authority kind of
exactly.
thing. Exactly. Yeah,
right. And so pretty much ruins the party.
Right.
And you know, the time of all the others there.
Yeah.
But it's just so annoying because he's so childish. And like we've seen him go through this before and kind of come to light on a couple occasions.
Right.
But why doesn't he, you know. It's just ridiculous at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it's too they take it too far.
Right.
Well, it was like
and there's no growth.
Right.
I know I've said that like 30 times, but
yeah.
It's
yeah,
annoying.
I know what you're saying. I do get annoyed with those. It was like was it Phyllis's wedding? Phyllis?
Yeah.
Right? When he grabbed the mic and he was like, "I hate you." And yeah. they like tried to shoo him off behind the curtain and stuff. I mean, just some of those moments are so terrible.
Right.
So
and
terrible.
There's been too many of them.
And you know, the thing that's weird is I always think about the fact that I hate those moments, yet at the same time, I've known people like him, and I still know people who are kind of like him in some ways. in terms of never growing from that. But those people have serious mental health issues. And since that's never brought up on The Office, we can assume that he doesn't, or at least, you know, has not shared those with anyone. But I don't know. It's too, they do take it too far. But then you have to look at Dwight, who's, I mean, does such a person really exist, do you think?
Probably not.
Who's that clueless about everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He actually had some of the funniest lines in this episode.
Yeah.
Now, it was a good, it was a funny episode and very entertaining, but like, oh, I'm tired of my, I'm ready for Michael to go, really.
Yeah, yeah. It is weird that they're going to keep going without him, though.
I don't think so.
No?
I think they could really give it, you know.
A shot in the arm?
Freshen it up. Yeah, freshen it up a little.
A shot of funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel like I've.
I mean, is that what they're trying to, are they trying to make us hate him?
Maybe, so that we don't care that he's gone.
Right.
Maybe.
It's clever. I don't think they're that clever.
I don't think they're that clever either, no. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm missing anything by not watching it.
No, it's a lot of the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
You know, and that's a good segue for me to go into talking about Chuck, because as I've talked about before, it's, I think, the only time I can remember a TV show going ahead with the whole will they, won't they, and still having the show be great. Uh-huh. I mean, I it's so fantastic how they've been able to do that with that show. But it's just, it's really funny. It's still really funny almost every week. I mean, they have a couple misses that just aren't as funny as some of the other ones, but it's still always entertaining. And, this week's was really good. What happened was that in the last episode, a couple weeks ago, Chuck's mom flashed something in front of his eyes and basically suppressed the intersect from working in his head. And then they discovered that he thought it was completely gone, but they discovered it's just suppressed. And so they're trying to get it back. So they bring in this specialist who's trying to scare the living daylights out of him to get it to sort of jumpstart back into action. And so he takes him on a really dangerous mission.
Can't they just control alt delete?
No, he does not have buttons. He's a human person. So they take
what
him.
What about a Bluetooth keyboard?
No, he doesn't have that either. So the guy takes him on this really dangerous mission into Switzerland or something like that, with no backup. I mean, Sarah's not there, Casey's not there, nobody's there. It's just him and this guy. And I wish I knew the guy's name, because I know you've seen this guy in other stuff, and he's really funny. I don't even know the character's name, so you'd have to look up the latest episode and get it out of that. But it was a really, really good episode, and I was so mad at the end because they left it on a cliffhanger. Like, we don't actually know what happens, and it's very disappointing in that sense.
Was it Chuck versus Phase 3?
What was the original air date on that?
Oh, yeah, it tells that, doesn't it?
Yeah. If it was this week, then yes, that was it.
It is, in fact.
Yeah, so look up. So who are some of the character names that are not normal characters?
Richard Chamberlain.
Richard Chamberlain? What was his character's name?
Adalbert.
No. I think he was the bad guy. I can't believe that was Richard Chamberlain.
I don't think it's the same Richard Chamberlain.
You don't think so?
No.
That guy dead?
Perhaps. You know, it's not giving a lot of the cast. You know, I don't have an IMDb Plus or whatever.
You don't need that.
It only gives the main people.
If you go into this that specific episode, it'll show everyone.
It doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, you're doing something wrong then. But anyway, the guy was really funny, and it was another really good episode. And there was a lot of really funny stuff. Remember how before the season started, we were talking about all the different guest stars who were going to be on, who were going to all play the same secret agent?
They started doing
so yeah, it's been almost every week. So this week, Greta was played by Summer Glau, who was from Firefly and Sarah Connor Chronicles. And there was some funny story that had to do with that character. And she wanted to kill Jeff and Lester, which was really funny. But, yeah, really good show. Also watched Chase this week, another good episode. You know, that's one of those great sort of light, you know.
I know, but I don't like that it's not...
What?
That it's not serialized.
No. You don't like episodic TV anymore? For dramas, I mean.
I don't know what to do.
Okay. What are you talking about? Hawaii Five-0 had a really good episode this week. Another one. That's another.
Oh, that's still on?
Yeah, it's another really fun show. Stargate Universe, fantastic.
Fantastic.
That show is just getting better and better all the time. Kudos to the writers and the cast and crew. I applaud you.
Wow, that's kind of a slow, good, kind good, of a mocking.
Well, it's one man
clap.
Clapping. Human Target started again last night. Watch that. It's a show with Mark Valley where he's a sort of personal bodyguard, like a one-man A-team, but there's two other guys. So that started again, and it was a good start to the season. I think they're going to have a new cast member, this girl who they busted trying to steal this ring from his client in this episode. Uh-huh. I think she's now going to be like part of the team, which I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like people joining the team after the fact. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unless they're people you already know. Like if she had been on the show, but she was adversarial or something, and then she came in and now she's going to be on the team, that'd be one thing. But
you just can't take just on can't, people like, willy-nilly.
No, you just can't take people onto the team willy-nilly.
No.
And finally, Fringe is so outstanding.
Oh my God. The Fringe.
I can't even tell you how great this show is. I am going to gift you season one so you can start watching it. I'm telling you, you will get as much out
make
of
sure it's in HD or I won't
out of
it.
This show as you have gotten out of.
Did you say season one wasn't so good?
I don't think I ever said that. I think what I said was it took a little time to get moving with the main sort of plot of the whole series.
Does it happen in the first season?
Oh, yeah. It happens within, you start learning about it within the first four or five episodes. But it's just, it really doesn't come into full swing until the second season. You know, in terms of the overarching story. Everything is tied together, though. Ultimately, everything is tied together.
Right.
And when you find out how everything is tied together and why and all the other stuff that's going on, seriously, one of the coolest mythologies of any TV show ever.
Stop.
It is so cool.
You stop right now.
I will not. I cannot. I have a duty to inform you of the entertainment value of this program.
I think you better check your duty.
You can check my duty. I'm not doing
no,
that. That's
thank
gross.
You.
That's gross. So that is what I have been watching.
All right. How about some miscellaneous about other things we'll be watching?
I like that.
Okay. American Idol producers are continuing to make significant changes to the show.
Okay.
Ready for this? There will no longer be a top 24 or a semifinal round. The top 12 will also have to complete several challenges, including making a music video, working with dancers, and promoting themselves.
Wait a minute.
So it's turning into The Apprentice.
What? Wait a minute. There will no longer be a top 24 or a semifinal round?
No, it'll start with a top 12. Because they felt that whittling down to the 12, all those other people were boring and they were going to do away with that.
Okay. Here's an idea. Maybe don't have boring people on the show.
But
don't we talk about that every other year?
But, I mean, so with these challenges, they're going to take away from, like, performance shows and they're going to have, you know, this show is about how they each had to make a music video. It's going to be like Apprentice.
Yeah, but all related to what they're actually going to be doing
yeah,
when they
we
win.
We watch that show for the performances. I don't watch the show to see like.
Well, but you don't know that there's not going to be performances on there. Maybe they're just going to do away with some of the other BS stuff that they sometimes put into these shows.
And add this BS stuff in?
Yes. Different BS.
I can't wait to see it. This show's going to be like a completely different show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's not going to be Simon Cowell. So right there, it's a different show.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I because first of all, I don't watch videos, so I don't care about that. I don't care about dancing. And I already am on Facebook and Twitter, so I really don't care about them promoting themselves. And I'm not on MySpace anymore. So
that's funny that they're making them promote themselves when they're really not allowed to talk to anyone while they're on the show.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. How's that going to work exactly? Right. Somebody needs to figure
out
the logistics
you can't do
of that.
Oh, no, 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 no. You can't
no,
do
you,
that.
Contractually, you can't do that. But if you don't, you lose. So
right.
Sorry, no winner this year. You're all disqualified.
A 67-year-old Wisconsin man.
Yeah, you could just almost stop right there.
Was arrested for shooting his television with a shotgun last week. His frustration was apparently over the choreographically challenged Bristol Palin not being voted off Dancing with the Stars week after week.
Huh.
Imagine now, have you heard the big controversy over this?
I have not.
Bristol Palin, like from the beginning, has been like one of the worst dancers on that show.
But she's still on.
But she's in the top three now.
Okay.
I mean, they've all been like vote off. She's in the bottom every
well,
week.
Well, who votes? Human
well,
people?
Half of her score is the judges. And
right.
The other half are people calling in.
Okay.
But now they're saying that there's this big Republican like rally.
Groundswell?
Yeah. Rally like behind her.
Okay.
And it's all to promote her mother running for president.
Here's what I don't understand about that. First of all, I don't see that as even remotely outside the realm of possibility. That
oh,
that's
I don't
what's
at
going
all.
On.
I completely agree.
Second
with
of all, how on earth would Sarah Palin run for president when she's starting in her own reality show?
Yeah, but they've already shot that. It's already been shot.
Is it in the can?
Yes. Also, that reality show, the first episode of that reality show was the highest rating for a show on that. I believe it's on TLC.
Okay.
Highest rating ever for a show on that
really?
Channel.
Even higher than reruns of Gilmore Girls?
That's not on TLC.
Oh, sorry.
No. But higher than K plus 8.
Okay.
Formerly John and K plus 8.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, I'm required to know this stuff.
Okay. If you say so. I don't understand. You know, I don't like talking. I don't like talking about politics in general. Okay. I'm neither Democrat or Republican. But anyone who thinks that Sarah Palin should be in a high-level office of any government on earth is a crazy person.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Because she is a crazy person.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I agree with you, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
The Simpsons has been renewed for a record 23rd season.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. But I know people who still watch it every week.
How do they keep that show fresh? I mean, at this point, they have to be rehashing a lot of their old plots.
Or they just watch the news.
I don't understand. This is kind of
You know, sad. I don't know if I believe that because, you know, typically what happens in a lot of these TV shows is when a show shuts down, a lot of the writers and producers and people like that just move on to a new show. So they still obviously have ideas, you know? And if they're still energized by fans and all that kind of stuff, then...
You know, if the kids on that show had grown up, they'd be like in their 30s.
It's a cartoon.
Other than Maggie.
And a TV show.
Right.
So, it's fictional, in other words.
I got that.
Just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Kathy Griffin has announced that there will not be a new season of My Life on the D-List.
Why? Is she officially moved up to the C-List?
which is the name of her new show. That's good. J.J. Abrams may have lost his golden touch a bit. The Undercovers was canceled last week due to poor ratings. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I'm not surprised because it was boring.
Yeah.
Again, if you want to see a good show about a couple in a relationship who are spies, watch Chuck. If you want to see a bad show about a couple who are in a relationship and who are spies, you would watch Undercovers, which nobody did. So obviously there's not a huge demand for a lame show about a couple of spies who happen to be married.
Okay.
I mean, it was so boring. The show was so boring. There was no hook whatsoever.
Right. Well, that's why it's not on anymore.
You can't say that the hook was spies who were married or in a relationship because, first of all, he did that on Alias because she was involved with Michael Vartan's character.
Right.
And then there's Chuck. And there have been other things. I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, all that kind of stuff. So I don't get it. I don't get what he was thinking.
I don't know.
Maybe he was just he did this on purpose, made a lame-o TV show on purpose to get the pressure off of him somewhat. Because everyone's okay. Always like, hey JJ, save my franchise. Hey JJ, save my property. We need JJ. JJ, 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 JJ. When you hear that all day, you start to go a little crazy.
All right, I'm moving on.
Okay.
And lastly, Pierce Brosnan is currently working with NBC on a new series.
Hopefully not about singing.
Right.
I wonder what it's gonna be.
I don't know. There's no
word at all?
No.
Wow. I like Pierce Brosnan.
I do too. We'll see.
You think it's going to be a new version of...
Remington Steele.
I almost said the Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
I could see that working nowadays. Although I don't know with him.
You mean because he's too old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got.
Wow. You think it's going to be like CSI London?
I have no more information.
I know, but if you had to guess...
I wouldn't want to.
You think it's going to be like spy related?
I can't put that much energy into something.
I'll tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see, you know, it'd be a good one. Like a new version of It Takes a Thief with him as the star.
It Takes a Thief. What's that?
Yeah, it was an old show with Robert Wagner where he was a thief who got busted. And so then he worked for the government, stealing things for the government to avoid going to jail. So they like let him live this posh lifestyle only under the, you know,
the guise of
you know, still being a thief, but in their employ.
Ah.
So.
Ah.
It was either It Takes a Thief or To Catch a Thief, one of the two. I think It Takes a Thief.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
That was a different one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
But that would be cool. Yeah. You got anything else?
No, I'm trying to wrap it up.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about movies. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies.
You know, while it's in my head,
yes.
I want to, I found some more information about something we were talking about last time.
Okay.
We talked about Tron and whether Tron Blu-ray would be released when
before
the movie,
so
comes
you could
out.
Get caught
it
up.
Won't be. It will be released when that comes out on video.
Do I not always talk about this? The stupidity of the studios.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Let people get jazzed up.
Right. No. They won't be done with it in time, so it'll be released coinciding with the video release of the new movie.
You would think that maybe somebody would have thought about this beforehand.
Especially since they've been working on this movie for what, like 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Do you like the giant pile of Tron stuff
what
on
made
the
me
table?
Think of it. Yeah.
I just haven't had time to
whet people's appetite about what you're doing with that stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to put together a collector's guide for the original Tron. Uh-huh. And I just have not had time to photograph everything. But I mean, as you can see, there's a lot of stuff.
There
here.
Is a lot of stuff.
And I got more
What's
stuff
this?
In there.
Is this a script?
Yeah, it's a script.
What?
Tron script. Yeah. Which I wrote. No, I'm just kidding. I just made that up. It's not even real.
Right, well, we have both seen the same movie this week.
Yes, we have. It's always a nice thing when this happens because then we get
Well, actually,
to
you had
together.
Seen it.
And I raved about it to you.
And so I went and saw it.
The movie is Hereafter, new film by Clint Eastwood, starring
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, thank you.
Let me get up that page.
And yeah, because I don't remember her name.
You can talk a little while.
What was her name? Sylvia? No.
In the movie?
Yeah, no. The actress. Sylvia de France? Celine de France? What's her name?
Why
Please
just,
look up her name. Okay, so the movie is
right
about
now.
Matt Damon's character is a psychic. And I'm really not going to go into too much detail about stuff because...
Because he wants you to go
see it. I do want you to go see it. I'm just going to start off with my impression of
Cecile
the film.
Cecile de France.
I felt that for the genre of psychics and things having to do with psychics, that this was like Close Encounters was for UFOs and aliens. It's not a big action movie. It's a very thoughtful film, but it was so outstanding that I was just seriously emotionally affected by this in the best way that you could expect to be from going to see a movie. It was just so heartbreaking and so good. The story I felt was really cool. I liked what they did because there's sort of three sort of separate storylines going on that all converge at the end.
Right.
And the acting was fantastic. This woman, Cecile de France, who played one of the main characters, I really feel like it was her movie in a lot of ways.
Sure.
She was just absolutely outstanding. And I don't think I've ever seen her in anything before. She was amazing. Amazing. If she does not win an Oscar for this movie, I'll be very disappointed. Or at least get nominated. I hope she at least gets nominated for it. So she, at the beginning of the film, she's a newscaster in France. And at the beginning of the film, she's on vacation.
Do we want to ruin? Cause
Okay.
I think the fun of that opening scene is not knowing.
Okay. So, yes. So,
You
agree with
me?
You agree with me regarding the opening of the film?
Oh, yeah. I said it myself. I believe that the opening scene of this film is one of the most amazing scenes ever in a movie.
Yeah. It was incredible. Incredible.
So I urge people to go see it. Believe me, it's worth, well, if you go to matinee, it's worth price of admission.
Come on.
I didn't love it as much as you did, but I liked it, and I'm glad I saw it. But that opening scene is worth the price of admission.
Yeah. It's an incredible movie. If you you're not really into paranormal stuff as much as I am.
No, I'm not.
And I think it kind of gives you the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
No heebie-jeebies.
There's heebie-jeebies. I see one on your neck right now.
That's something else.
Goiter. But it is, if you like paranormal stuff at all, I am almost going to guarantee you that you will absolutely love this movie. It was such
a
good
film. You know what I love about this movie is you walk away from it at first a little confused, and then when you sit with it, things just all start to fall into place, and you see the reasons for things without them being spelled out for you.
Right, and that's what's great is it doesn't insult the viewer at all. It requires you to be a little bit thoughtful in your movie watching to get the most out of the movie.
And it's certainly a good example of following different characters on their journeys and seeing why their journey took them where it did.
Damon was great.
It's the perfect example of everything happens for a reason, and here's an illustration why.
Yeah. But he was great. The woman was out of this world. I thought the guy who played her boss was great.
I thought all the acting was great. I can't stand Jay Mohr.
You just don't like him.
He's not
in
it very long,
right?
But he's just, I can't take him seriously.
Yeah. You just don't like him, though.
I don't like him.
Yeah. It would be like if that character had been played by Nicole Kidman, I would have been mad about that or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But she, yeah, because she wouldn't make a good brother, first of all.
No. They could have written it as a sister.
I thought Bryce Dallas Howard was great.
She was great. And I loved those scenes. I love those scenes. He's in a cooking class with her, and I loved those scenes, the way that they were played out. It was shot very much in the style of an older film.
Right. I had said that it reminded me a lot, especially in the pacing, of a foreign film,
yeah.
Like a French film or
yeah.
a Spanish film.
Yeah. But there was very much a slice of life element to how it was shot, not in the way the story is told, but in how it was shot. And I feel like that really made it even that much of a better movie because it wasn't trying to be something that it wasn't.
Right.
And
my only complaint, and I know you don't agree with me here, the part when all three characters converge, when they all meet, I feel was a bit contrived.
Yeah, I didn't at all because it was, I thought it was adequately set up for two of them, and one it was a perfectly natural thing, but for the other two I thought it was very adequately set up in terms of why they would be there.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it kind of feeds into, and I'm surprised you say that,
especially, well, it feeds into Everything Happens for a Reason,
right.
But I don't truly I don't buy that's what Matt Damon ending up in, his character ending up in that situation. I didn't buy that's the first place he would have gone. I just thought that.
And then, I don't know. I mean, come on. Think about what he did every night.
Yeah.
Think about the conversation that he had with Bryce Dallas Howard's character. And then
But I didn't really buy that about his character to begin with.
Well, that's an arbitrary decision then.
Right.
On your part.
Right.
You know what I mean? And think about what he was trying to get away from, both in terms of things within himself and with his brother. Right. And, you know.
Yeah, that's my only complaint about the movie. That and Jay Mohr.
Yeah.
I'm really complaining. No, I thought that
You know what? I didn't mind Jay Mohr. I minded Jay Mohr's hair. What was with that hair?
He had the Tom Hanks, what was that
poof
movie?
Poof over.
What was
it wasn't
that?
Even a comb over.
What
it was like
movie?
A poof over.
Da Vinci Code hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except like red or something. It was like a weird color too.
But no, I liked it. And like I said, if just for the first scene, I recommend it.
Yeah, but I think, again, if you like paranormal stuff at all, you're really going to get a whole huge lot out of this film.
Yeah, it stays with you, and it really...
It really does. It really does. And it was the first movie in a long time that stayed with me for more than a couple of days.
Right.
It was great. I absolutely loved it. Did you see anything else?
No.
We also saw Skyline. We saw that a few days ago. And, you know, we are always open for a sci-fi movie. Even if it looks like it's going to be terrible. And this one we had a feeling was going to be terrible. It was
reviews
actually a lot.
Were terrible.
I have to say, it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be just bad in every possible way. But the effects were great.
Were they?
The effects were really good. The alien design, we'll call it, was really cool. Like I said to you the other day, there was a lot of stuff that was very derivative from other things. You know, it's... I don't know. I'm just going to leave it at that. There was a lot of stuff that was derivative, but there was also some stuff that was really, really cool about the alien design. And some of the sequences were pretty intense. And the ending of the movie was just so strange and bizarre. And I actually kind of enjoyed it for its bizarreness and strangity.
Like when you go to see a bad movie and laugh at it in that
no,
sense?
Well, a little bit, but also in a kind of comic booky way.
Right.
It was almost like...
Now, they've already made no bones about the fact that they're making a sequel.
Yeah, I don't
so
want to
do
give
they...
too much of it away. I mean, not that it's like some great plot that people will be talking about for ages.
Right.
But I'm just saying, in a certain sense, you almost felt like without knowing that that's why you were there, you were witnessing the birth of a superhero kind of thing.
Okay.
It was strange. It was a strange ending. Or not a superhero, but like a comic book hero.
Right.
You know what I mean? Was it based on a comic book or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's some really cool effects though, some really cool concepts in terms
totally
of
totally cheeseball acting though, isn't it?
Oh, it's the worst. it wasn't actually as bad as you would think it would be. It's pretty bad, but there were a couple of okay people in the cast. I mean, there's really only like five or six people in the movie,
right?
You know what I mean? It takes place in LA, but you're really focused on this small group of people. And one of them like doesn't really have any lines, and one of them is only in it for a couple minutes, and another one's only in for a couple minutes. There's this one guy, I don't know the actor's name, but man, he was terrible. This big dude who was like the manager of the condo building where one of the main guys lived. I mean, just terrible.
He's a major character?
Yeah, he's a major character. He's a big like Latino guy. Are you finding him?
No.
Really?
David Zayas, probably. Was his character's name Oliver?
I don't know. Do you have a picture there? Let me see.
Let me make it bigger.
I'll know if I see it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's him.
Yeah. He was awful. He was just so bad.
He looks familiar. He's been in something recently.
I think he was on Dexter.
Yeah, he was.
I think Amy said that.
And Oz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never saw that. But yeah, I mean, if you just like sci-fi and you just want something, you know, just a decent popcorn movie to waste a couple hours, it was good for that, you know? That's one that I would probably say spend the matinee money and not the evening money.
You'd still recommend it?
If people like sci-fi, not in general.
Right.
Hereafter, I would recommend to anyone who likes good movies,
right.
Period. I mean, it was one of the best movies I've seen in years, in my opinion. Just an incredible film. And Skyline was just a, you know.
It's so funny. When I read the reviews of Hereafter on Rotten Tomato before I went, it's so like love or hate. There's no in the middle.
Really?
Oh, it didn't even get, I think it's 48%.
Wow. I'm really surprised. I think it was a phenomenal movie. Huh.
Ready for miscellaneous?
Sure.
Dennis Leary has been cast as Gwen Stacy's father in the upcoming Spider-Man reboot. Zoe Deschanel is rumored to have a role as well.
Wow. I'm in.
I like her.
I love her.
She'll never top Elf.
Yeah.
I loved her in Elf.
I loved her in Elf, too. We've already watched that once this season.
Have you?
Yeah, because we wanted our son to see it.
Also, this week, you know what came out? What holiday film came out this week that we both loved was the CG remake of Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah, Christmas Carol. That was such a good movie. Pick that I would not show to him. It's a little too old for him.
Yeah, there's some scary parts.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's legitimately scary in some places. But, yeah, he really enjoyed Elf, which was great. I think we watched it while he was awake once last year, but he was too young to really get it. This year, he was really into it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Steven Soderbergh is currently working on a big screen remake of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that will star George Clooney. That could be good.
That could be good, except for George Clooney. I'm sorry. I just don't get it.
I know.
I don't get him.
It makes no sense to me. He's George Clooney.
Is he going to cast Julia Roberts in it, too? Because doesn't he love her?
He does, but I don't think... You know what? I can't say no. I don't know. fair point.
Seriously, that's like a nightmare teaming
and
to
Matt
me.
Damon.
Well, Matt Damon I'm fine with. I like Matt Damon.
But he's in a lot of his movies as well. We've talked about the sequel to The Wizard of Oz that's in the works, but it appears that Robert Zemeckis is planning on remaking the original.
Oh, come on.
Right? No word yet on whether it'll be a full CG film like his last view.
By the way, did we talk about Hollywood Treasure last time?
No.
Maybe I hadn't seen it yet. Have you ever seen that show? It's a show about this company that goes and gets on consignment stuff from movies and TV shows and then auctions it off. Yeah, it's a neat show.
Oh my God, what channel is it on?
I'm pretty sure it's on HGTV.
Oh my God, how cool.
Yeah, just look it up. But it's kind of annoying. First of all, the guy is, the main guy is kind of douchey.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, there's this girl on there. I can't remember her name right now, but she's a total hottie. And I'm sure she's an actress. I mean, she's on IMDb. She's been in a bunch of stuff. I'm sure they brought her onto the show just to have some eye candy.
Right.
Because it's like a bunch of doofy dudes and then this totally hot chick.
Right.
Who is supposedly one of their top researchers.
Sure.
But I was totally annoyed by this one episode because... They wanted to get Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and auction it off because they thought they could get millions of dollars for it. And they were having all this trouble like finding and everything. It's like, okay, I went and photographed Chitty Chitty Bang Bang a few years ago.
It was more than a few years ago.
Oh, no, it was not more than a few years ago. It was like 6 years ago.
Well, that's more than a few.
Okay, well, anyway.
A few is three.
All you had to do is call the studio and say, where's the car? And they'll go, it's here. And then you go there. Not only that, but there were six of them made for the movie. So I don't know why they were focusing on this one particular. I mean, I have an idea why they were focusing on this one particular model.
It was a little more chitty.
Well, it was the one that was in
chittier.
It was, in fact, chittier because it was the one that was actually used in almost the entire film.
So it actually flies?
No. It does not actually fly. The one that was driven in the majority of the film
ah.
was this one. And it's been owned. The guy who owns it played one of the race car drivers in the movie.
Okay.
And he said that instead of payment, he wanted the car. And they're like, okay, fine. So they gave him the car at the end of the movie, the main car that was used. And then the one that I photographed was in the movie for like 12 or 18 minutes or something like that, and had some other stuff, you know, that it that it did. It had connecting points so you could actually attach the wings to the sides and the back, but they were sort of like fake wings. They weren't the same ones from the film.
Right.
But they made it seem like it was a huge deal to try to track it down. I mean, the guy tours with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang like all year round. It is not hard to find it. So I don't like drama that's made up, because then it's not dramatic.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then the weird thing about the girl who's on there for no apparent reason other than to look hot, which she does. I'll give her that.
So.
But anyway.
Mission accomplished.
But the reason I brought that up is because he also wanted to try to find the actual Yellow Brick Road from MGM.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had one of the lollipop kids there who's like in his 80s or 90s or something. The guy's still alive.
They're on TV. They were on the news last week, the like three surviving munchkins.
Oh, really? Yeah. But it was weird seeing him. And the guy looks like almost the same except a little bit older.
Right.
And without the dumb hairdo.
But they still do put on the costume and the hairdo.
If you say so.
No, they do.
Okay.
That's their job, is going around being munchkins at different, like...
For MGM or just, like, because they got nothing else going on?
That's their career. That's been their career.
That's so wild.
Weird? Yeah. It's sad, actually.
They didn't find the road.
No?
They're pretty sure it was... Well, most of it was fake,
That's
anyway.
When you should have taken it as a challenge and you try and find the road. And see
I don't
how long,
care.
I know, but then you could have, like, proven to them, like, your show's a complete fake. I found the road in, like, 10 minutes.
Right, right.
I
actually wrote them an email about the Chitty stuff. They never replied.
No. They're too busy with the hot girl.
Wow. Oh, that kind of busy?
Brett Ratner is currently in talks with Eddie Murphy to make a fourth Beverly Hills Cop film.
Come on.
Right?
Okay. Beverly Hills Cop. Ding. Eddie Murphy. Ding. Brett Ratner. Blah. Come on. Brett Ratner? What has he ever done that's been any good?
Didn't you like that? Wasn't he? Hold on. Let's dissect that question, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah, let's, because maybe I just made a faux pas. But I'm pretty sure that he
did
hasn't...
he do that X-Men movie that you liked that I hated?
What? Which one?
Yeah, The Last Stand.
I didn't like that.
I thought you liked that. I thought we had a big argument over that.
No.
I hated it.
No, I didn't think it was good. I liked the first two.
Right.
I did say it was still better than Wolverine, but I did not think it was a good movie. At all.
Rush Hour 3.
Never saw it. I saw the first.
The pilot of Prison Break.
Never saw it.
Rush Hour 2.
Never saw it. I saw the first few minutes of Rush Hour and vowed never to see another one ever again.
Yeah, nothing but garbage.
So there you go.
Yep. But really, they shouldn't be making a new Beverly Hills Cop movie anyway.
You know, I don't know if I agree with that. If you had the right people attached to it, this means you, writers and director, then it could be okay. Because I think Eddie Murphy's funny, and I like that character. I like that whole world that they created.
They're going to show him like 25 years later as the exact same character. Probably wearing the exact same thing. I don't want to see that.
I hope not.
That's
what I'm saying. If you put the right people on it and they actually made it appropriate for being... Okay, well, I'm just saying.
No, they won't.
Well,
Brett Ratner.
I know that he won't.
Okay, moving on. Sony has offered the lead role in their Total Recall remake to Colin Farrell.
Come on.
No word yet on his answer.
Colin Farrell?
I like Colin Farrell.
How do you go from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Colin Farrell?
Well, that'd be better acted.
I'd rather see Colin Firth play that part.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I don't like Colin Farrell.
What? How can you not like Colin Farrell?
Because he's a J-hole, that's why.
But he's a great actor.
I don't know. He's a fine.
Well, we're talking about acting, aren't we?
Yeah, but I don't see him as being appropriate for that part at all. He's not likable.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
I don't think he ever plays likable characters, really.
Oh, I don't agree with that either.
Name one.
Okay, I can't come up with one. At the moment.
And you like him, and you can't even think of a likable character he's played.
No, because he always plays the smarmy guy.
Right, so why do you want him as your hero in an action movie?
Because he can, hold on. Phone Booth. He wasn't smarmy in Phone Booth.
He wasn't likable in that movie.
Yes, he wasn't unlikable in that movie.
What are you talking about?
Okay, no Miami Vice.
I think he might be smoking drug weeds over there.
He was good in Minority Report.
But he wasn't likable.
Well, he was
he's not likable.
He's a man doing his job.
He's not likable. Okay, you can make all the excuses you want. He's still not likable.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Former President Bill Clinton has filmed a cameo for The Hangover 2.
Moving on.
Paramount has confirmed that there will be a Zoolander 2.
Moving on.
And finally, the following is a list of even more names that will appear in the upcoming Muppet movie.
Okay.
Jack Black.
Ding.
Lady Gaga. John Krasinski.
Ding.
Ed Helms. Danny Trejo.
Ding.
Eric Stonestreet.
Ding.
And Jane Lynch. What?
It's a push. I've always loved Jane, or as we used to call her around the set, Janie.
I wonder if Lady Gaga will be wearing her trademark
Gaga-licious outfits. Dress. Oh, I don't know.
She once wore a dress made entirely of Kermit the Frogs.
Really?
Yeah.
That would make sense then. She gonna sing?
I don't know.
I mean, there's usually a lot of song and dance in those movies.
Maybe.
And now
that first Muppet movie is an excellent movie.
It is. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
It's fun for kids of all ages.
Of all ages.
From 2 to 92.
Right. That's all I have.
That's all you got?
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
Moosh, moosh.
But before we do that, we just watched the trailer for The Green Lantern.
Yes.
And what do you think? I think it looks pretty cool.
Wowed by it. I don't know. You know, I don't know enough about the Green Lantern mythos.
I don't know anything about it, but I like what I saw from that trailer.
Yeah. I like Ryan Reynolds.
I didn't know that it had to do with aliens. I think that's cool. There's not enough aliens in comic books. Because, you know, like Superman, okay, you got the Superman alien, but, you know, it's whatever, right. Superman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got that Galactus, right? Never seen him in a movie.
No. It's just a matter of time, though.
Right. He eats planets or something, right? Isn't that what he does?
But
then, you know, your Batman, your Spider-Man, your Hulk, it's all very terrestrial.
Right. You know? Yeah, I guess that's true. I never really get
And
that.
So I kind of like that this is alien related.
All right.
What? I don't know what that means. Well, but he wasn't really an alien. He was created from alien goo that like leaked out of a rock
something.
Oh, something.
Same with Green Lantern. He's actually not the alien.
Yeah, but there's an alien like who gives him a ring. How often does that happen?
Never. Like that's why it's not believable.
Alien Cracker Jacks.
All right,
I like that.
Let's move on.
All right, an initiative called the Commercial Mobile Alert System aims to provide the same warning to cell phone users that the emergency broadcast system provides to radio listeners and TV watchers, which is good because they'll need it to get up and running before the powers that be fake an alien invasion to scare us all into accepting a single global government. That's going to happen in about 2 years.
So does that mean our phone will just ring and it'll be a test?
Yeah, I don't know about the testing, but you'll get either a call or a text that says, you know, you're screwed, basically. I get those all the time.
That reminds me, did you get a text yesterday from AT&T that you could get money from a class action suit?
Yeah, but what is the point? What are you going to get back, 18 cents?
That's 18 cents.
The time that it would take
18 cents coming from AT&T, which has pissed us off continuously
the
for the
time
last
that it would take
years.
Me to get that 18 cents would be worth at least 23 cents.
I know, but if no one took the time, then AT&T just keeps that 18 cents.
Okay, fine. I'll take the time to get my 18 cents.
There you go.
I got to go back and look at that text message. Do you want to find it and see what it says?
Sure.
While I'm reading. Scientists at CERN have captured 38 atoms of antihydrogen, the first time in history that antimatter has actually been successfully captured and held onto for any length of time, in this case, several tenths of a second. The amount of energy released when combining matter and antimatter is about 100 times more than the energy released from nuclear fusion, so this could be the beginnings of a new age of energy, or it could be a precursor to doomsday. Either way, we're not really sure yet. Panasonic now has a 3D version of its 103-inch plasma TV for only $100,000. Did you hear what I just said? No. You didn't hear that, did you?
What?
He's not even paying attention over
you
there.
You told me to look for this class action lawsuit.
Yeah, but can't you do that and listen
to
it?
And it pertains to us, actually, okay. The class action
What I
lawsuit.
Said was Panasonic now has a 3D version. You're still not listening.
No, I'm listening.
Panasonic now has a 3D version of their 103-inch plasma.
Uh-huh.
It's $100,000.
Okay.
For a TV.
Yeah.
You have no reaction to that. You're not even really listening, are you?
Sign me up.
Okay. Swiss researchers.
Book
did
it.
You find it, by the way?
Yeah.
And what does it say?
It's lawsuits concerning AT&T mobility charging internet taxes for internet access through certain services. So if you have an iPhone data plan and you've had it between November 1st, 2005 and September 2010, you could be eligible.
So there you go. All right. Swiss researchers have developed a new type of computer memory that is 100,000 times faster than today's hard drives. It's got no moving parts and doesn't need to have power to keep its state. They're teaming up with IBM to productize it and are hopeful that it'll be available within about 5 years. That is so cool.
Oh, my God.
That's so cool. 100,000 times faster than current hard drives.
You don't need it that fast.
I do.
No, you don't.
RIM posted a video of the BlackBerry Playbook in which they show the Playbook's browser running much faster than the one on the iPad. What do you think about that, Mr. iPad user?
I'm happy with the iPad.
Okay. The Beatles music is now available on iTunes. Beatles fans, rejoice. Did you buy any of them?
No.
Okay. A Russian company has unveiled plans to build a domed city.
But wait, let me say something about Apple and just how high and mighty they think they are. They announced like the day before.
Apple Computer or Apple Records?
Computer.
Okay.
How they were going to have this big iTunes announcement the following day at 9 o'clock. Well, 9 o'clock here. And like, so all these fanboys were like, oh, we hope it's this, we hope it's that, we hope it's this, we hope it's that. And it's just, yeah, now you can get the Beatles on iTunes.
That was probably.
I mean, it's a big deal.
It was
They've been trying for it for 7 years.
Right.
But really, to make a huge, it's going to be a huge groundbreaking announcement tomorrow. And
yeah.
Wasn't groundbreaking.
No.
Or even that huge.
Because, you know, you could just like take a CD and rip it and put those on your iPod.
Or you could probably just buy it from Amazon.
Right. Yeah. Either way. A Russian company has unveiled plans to build a domed city in an abandoned diamond mine in Siberia. The city, called Eco City 2020, would be home to about 100,000 people. I had three stories today with the number 100,000 in them.
Ah.
What do you think about that? I think maybe $100,000 come my way or something.
Or not.
Or $0. NASA wants to forget about rockets and make a hypersonic space plane that could take off from a runway, leave Earth's atmosphere at Mach 20, fly directly to Mars, and then land there, and then, of course, do all that in reverse to get back home. They're spending $15 million over the next 3 years to develop the craft, which...
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, $15 million? What's that going to do? Develop the windshield?
Right.
Doesn't that seem like it would cost a lot more than $15 million?
Yep.
The Woz, get this, the Woz, you know, Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computer, former dating partner of Kathy Lee Griffin, told a Dutch newspaper that he believes Android, not iOS, will be the dominant smartphone platform.
And then he drove away in a Segway.
And no, he did not. I think he rolled away, looking much like a blueberry. The LA Auto Show is underway, so if you're in the area, go check out the 2011 Fiat 500 in person and let me know just how cool it is.
It's like a plug for yourself.
Not really, because I don't have anything to do with
you're
Fiat.
But you're trying to get people to do stuff for you in the moosh moosh.
So?
You're like bastardizing the moosh moosh. You're using the moosh moosh for your own private purposes.
We're not regulated. I can do whatever I want, okay? You want to send out a private message? Go ahead. What's your private message? Send out a private message to somebody. Send out a private message to somebody. See what I care.
You're having people run errands through the moosh moosh.
That's all I got for the moosh moosh, speaking of which, now that I've ended it on a note relating to me.
Right.
So now, as always, it is time for our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week, or the 2 weeks. Tony, give us your worst.
My worst has to be knowing that there are only three more episodes of The Walking Dead, and then we have to wait a year.
It's
my new
shame.
Favorite show.
So there you go.
It's like they're teasing me.
Yeah. Don't tease me, bro. so
you know, it was worth it just for that.
my worst entertainment moment also has to do with The Walking Dead. And that is that, you know, I have the DirecTV, the satellite dish network system called DirecTV, aka something.
Direct. It should be DA space WRECK TV.
It should be DirecTV. And the reason for that is they do not broadcast AMC in HD. So when
that
I watch The Walking
cannot
Dead,
be watched.
When I watch The Walking Dead, it's just like when I explained to you about watching Star Wars on DVD, letterboxed into 4x3 with gray bars on the side.
Oh my God. That show
no
can't be
surround
watched that
sound.
Way.
No surround sound.
You should just wait for it to come out on Blu-ray.
Maybe. Well, we're halfway through now. What's the point?
I can't believe that.
It's terrible.
That is terrible.
I mean, it looks terrible.
It's a beautiful show in high def.
No, not on my TV. It's not. It's a terrible, awful show that looks like it was filmed in 1974.
Well, you continue to stand behind DirecTV.
I don't. I told you I'm so sick of them, but I don't know what alternatives I have.
Comcast.
But I hate their DVR. It's terrible.
It's not that bad.
I've used it. I hate it. It's awful.
I use it all the time. I love it.
Well, I'm sorry if you have low standards. I don't like it. Okay?
All right. Well, watch your crap-ass Walking Dead while I'm watching it.
It's only one channel.
HD.
It's only one channel. Not that DirecTV's DVR is any better. They were supposed to have a new TiVo box.
Yeah.
But
how's that working out for you?
It's not at all.
Get TiVo for Comcast. You just have to get the cable card from Comcast.
Okay. But you can't do on-demand, right?
No. But you said you don't even use it anyway.
Yeah, I don't. So maybe we'll do that. All right. What about your best?
The Walking Dead. Oh, by far. I mean, like, it's the best.
Yeah. Well, my best is Hereafter, and I've already explained why, so I don't really need to go into it anymore. But loved that movie. Just loved it.
Wow.
Walking Dead is really good, though.
We just, like, we ran right through that.
We blew through it. There's no reason to draw it out. No. Cut and dry this week.
Yeah, I'll say.
Some weeks it's tough. This week, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And that's all we got for you today. So don't forget to visit us on iTunes, where you can become a subscriber and leave us a review and a rating. Go to Facebook, where you can fan us on Facebook. Visit our Facebook page, as some businesses like to say, and become a fan, and send us emails, send us letters, send us cards, whatever you want. We love to get them. We love to answer your questions, as long as they're not too serious.
Post some comments. We didn't get a lot of comments or questions this time.
Yeah.
Post some. Oh, I also want to point out, if I didn't at the beginning, that we have not forgotten about the request of reviewing apps.
Yeah, we just
apps.
Haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah. So we'll try to have some for our next
We'll get to
episode.
That when we can. And as always, thanks for listening.
But we take your request seriously.
We just don't do anything about it.
No,
but we took it very seriously. And we will see you next week.
Bye.